I'm starving.
Food. Glorious food.
Do you know how to cook? Or do you just know how to put trash in the oven and then put it on a plate?
It's Foodie Friday with Neil Saavedra on The Bill Handel Show.
Oh, yes. KFI on a Friday. The big stories that are being covered all day here is the no rain, which is wonderful. White House, huge changes in the White House. And then the student organized anti-gun violence rally tomorrow. 500,000 people in Washington, they figure. All right. Foodie Friday. And there is the one and only Neil Saavedra, heard here on KFI from 2 to 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes. And as a matter of fact, be listening tomorrow. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Knott's Berry Farm Boysenberry Festival that goes on through April 8th.
Got to go
there.
I think
Dean is going to be doing some ticket giveaways. Dr. Wendy, I think you might on Handle on the Law.
Yeah. Well, what I don't care. As long as I'm going.
Yeah. You're going to go, right? You're
I'll
be broadcasting there. Not this weekend, but next weekend on the 31st.
Fried chicken.
It's whatever Saturday is.
Fried chicken.
So Handel's going to join me.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, we're going to eat.
Yeah.
But I'll be giving away tickets this weekend as well as other hosts for the Knott's Berry Farm Boysenberry Festival. So please be listening. I'm going to dye my goatee purple.
You are. Yeah. Right now it's blue.
Yeah, for Boysenberry.
That's very funny.
Yeah, for I'm going to.
I know.
So that we can enjoy it.
I love it.
And we'll have to dye your hair as well.
What hair?
Your back hair.
Yeah, that's true. All right. One of the dumbest things on the planet that I have ever seen, and I've seen this. Yeah. Gold covered food. First of all, there's a myth about gold, and that is that you can't eat it. It's hard to chew on an ingot, to be honest with you. You need cunning dental after that.
You're going to have some issues. A couple of things first. The Middle Ages, they've been putting gold in food. And it's nothing new. It just happens to have a resurgence. Now, oftentimes you'll see it on desserts, you know, and just a little gold leafing here, a little gold leafing there to add a little bit of pop. But the weird thing about gold is the only thing it really does is makes whatever you're eating super expensive.
Yeah.
So, but it's not like caviar or truffles or something that add to it. Gold has no taste. It has gold leafing has no texture. So it adds zero except a little bit of bling and whatnot. As far as the consumption and whether it's safe or not, the reality is it has to deal with the purity. If you're going to eat gold, it should be between 22 carats and 24 carats.
All right, so it has to be gold.
It's got to be pure gold. If it's not, it's got to be mixed with something like pure silver, because pure silver and pure gold are inert biologically.
So if you ingest it somehow, nothing's going to happen.
It won't be digested. However, there are some people, a percentage of the population, that are allergic to gold, believe it or not, and they would have issues. But the majority of us wouldn't have any issues eating pure gold. You don't want to eat anything that's not pure, because then the impurities are a problem.
How do you know?
Well, they make sheets.
I understand. So you want to see the sheet?
Yeah, you want to see, and they should be. Here's the weird thing: the Food and Drug Administration doesn't have any guidelines for gold. Who does is the Centers for Disease Control.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's not enough of it being consumed for the FDA to get involved.
Now the prices. We're going to talk about the prices in a minute. Gold leaf that you can eat, that's so thin you can eat, does not cost very much.
No,
it's almost
it
nothing.
It varies, but it's very thin. I mean,
you can probably get ultra thin
sheets of it on Amazon for $40 or something. So, and you're putting very tiny, tiny amounts accent. Some wrap stuff. If you, this was a story from back, gosh, I don't know, some years ago. There was a burger, and this burger was, what they call this? Oh, they called it the douche burger. I knew it had a memorable name. The douche burger. This was a couple years back that had 24 karat gold wrapping over the burger, the patty, and then it was put into the burger. It was also topped with lobster and caviar and everything like that. And it went for $666.
Did anybody actually buy it? Because it's
666.
I got it.
Yeah.
It
sounds like something you'd eat.
Yeah, it would, in a heartbeat. But does anybody ever buy this stuff?
Well,
I don't think they do.
Here's the thing. This particular food truck, it was a New York City food truck that did this. They did it as kind of an FU. It was kind of like, okay,
tell the rich. And an ad. Perfect promotion.
But it sold. So they kept making them. I think there is, especially in the world of Instagram and social media, that to be able to consume one of these things is a curiosity, and some it's Instagrammable, it's postable, and so therefore people get it. I would not buy a $600 hamburger, and I love me some hamburgers.
I know. So I'm looking at, there's a story about the food guy, Jonathan Chabon. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, I guess so.
And he talked about this.
He's a buddy of Kim Kardashian, apparently, and he has done this thing where he's gone through and tasted a lot of these things, and he's given the ones that he says are actually tasty, but and worth the money. But honestly, it's because you don't taste the gold. So there's a gold-covered donut that he says is worth it, and there's a baked potato from Komodo in Miami, Florida, that he says is worth it, that it has gold on it. But again, the gold doesn't add to the flavor, and it doesn't add to the texture.
It just adds to the bill. And it's, let's say, if you're saying you get, let's say, for $40, you can get 10 sheets of gold or 5 sheets of gold. And the sheets are how big? 12 by 12, maybe?
No. They're like 4 by 4.
All right. But
they're not very big.
Fair enough. So you put 4 by 4, does a fair amount. So even if you put 6 of them around a burger, you're out $40, right?
That's it.
And the burger goes for 1,000 or goes for 800. It goes for something crazy.
Yeah, because it's the sex appeal of all of it.
Yeah, crazy. You know, just give me a burger down the street and I'm fine with that.
Yes, because you're sane.
Yes, because I am sane. Let's take a break.
When we come back, we're going to play a little game. I'm going to give you some gold-covered food, and you're going to tell me how much you think it's worth.
How much it's worth?
How much it goes for.
Got it.
We'll see how good your nose is on this one. Money and food.
You may be surprised. How little I know. Coming up. All right. $9.50 KFI handle here. All right, we finished the show on a Friday with the infamous Neil Saavedra and his food show. It's on tomorrow from 2 to 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we call it the Fork Report.
I know that. I was just about to say, tomorrow from 2 to 5, it's Fork Report. Okay.
Yeah. Now and don't forget, we're giving away tickets to the Knott's Berry Farm Boysenberry Festival this weekend. The event goes through April 8th. I will be broadcasting there. What is Saturday the 30th or the 31st?
Whatever it is.
Whatever Saturday, next a week from this Saturday is, I will be broadcasting from out there, and I'll bring my good buddy Bill Handel to come eat.
Yeah.
You will be one of my Neil's taste buds.
Oh, yeah.
And eat. But we were talking about the kind of a fad of putting gold on food. Doesn't taste. Texture doesn't add anything to it. It just adds cost and the ability for you to poop gold. You know what the bummer is? Was reading up from doctors, the chances of you seeing it in your poop are slim too. So you don't even get, because that would be hilarious. I could imagine you going, Marjorie, come in here. You have to see this.
That would work, wouldn't it?
But you don't. The chances of you seeing it is probably slim on the way out as well. So it means nothing.
Except adding cost.
Yeah, adding cost.
Or adding pizzazz or doing whatever.
So let's look at a couple of these things that are kind of normal food that have been just added with these things. These are most outrageously expensive foods. There is a place called Grand Velas Los Cabos Resort, and they have a Kobe beef, beluga caviar, black truffle, brie cheese taco. How much do you think the taco goes for?
$600.
$25,000.
Why not make it a million? What difference does it make at that point?
$25,000.
Tacos,
which are street food, beloved street food, they're made to be inexpensive, easy, you know, to get with, you know, reasonable, approachable ingredients. $25,000.
So let's go to the Del Taco down the street, walk in and go, hi, I'd like to order $25,000 worth of tacos.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, bring your semi.
Yeah. or at this place, one. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is another something that you would have, and maybe you'd top it with different things. Popcorn. This is referred to as billion-dollar popcorn. It's from Burko's Popcorn. And this is, oh gosh, a one-gallon tin.
Ah.
How much do you think that goes for?
$25,000.
What are you, nuts? $250.
See, a reasonable. So all I did was switch it out because $600 for the taco seemed reasonable, and now it's okay.
So
$25,000 for a taco.
There's $100 donuts. There's a $125 martini at Claudia's Steakhouse in Washington D.C. And these things are popping. There's a Twinkie that has been modified. This was at the Orange County Fair, and it was $125 for a Twinkie. It was topped with the finest caviar.
Yes.
Which I got to tell you,
Twinkie when
I
caviar. Think Twinkie,
I like sweet and salty, sweet and briny.
Twinkies are a little bit much.
There are scoops of ice cream for $817.
Now, that's great. Now, let me tell you what, in Japan, there was a place that sold soft ice cream. You know, I love that soft ice cream, which you don't get anywhere.
Hey, by the way, all ice cream is soft if you leave it out long enough.
I understand, okay. But we're talking about soft serve ice cream.
I hear you.
And it was $5 for a very large, I guess, like a waffle cone with it, and you could get it with gold. And that became $15. It was 10 extra bucks.
For gold?
Yeah, but it was, you know, sprinkled with gold. It just sprinkled.
That's how it normally is for
right.
the...
And how much? I don't know how much gold costs. And let's say it was $1 worth of gold that was on there, $2 worth of gold, because it was just sprinkled. They were selling more of the gold than they were the regular.
Of course.
The Japanese people were just, oh my God, this is wonderful gold.
Now,
gold.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
To the best of your recollection, what is the most expensive meal you've ever had?
It was at Tour de Jean in Paris.
How much was the meal?
It was, we're talking when Marjorie and I first met. So we're talking 30 years ago. It was $250 per person. It was $500.
Holy, that's still expensive to this day.
Yeah. And it wasn't that good. I mean, it was okay, but it was, I've had better. But this is a restaurant that's been around since 1600s.
Sure. Of course.
And they actually, and everybody in the world has been there, every head of state. And they actually, you buy duck. They're known for their duck. And the duck, they all have serial numbers, the duck. They're actually numbered. And their numbers go back to Louis the 14th when he was eating at that restaurant duck. I mean, that's why it costs.
Well, that's why it costs.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Do you remember a single item that you've ever paid for that is super expensive?
Actually, it was the ravioli appetizer that Marjorie got at Tour de Jean. Three raviolis, lobster raviolis.
Three ravioli.
Yeah, three ravioli.
No, actually, it's three raviolo.
Okay, that was $85.
Wow.
For that, it was crazy.
And often it doesn't, you know, match up. I mean, it doesn't, you don't go, wow, that was.
Well, it's also like you go, for example, to Jules Verne restaurant and the Eiffel Tower. And you're paying a couple hundred, $300 a person just so you can say, I've eaten in the Eiffel Tower. And they have two restaurants there. So sometimes you go just to go. Was it worth it? No, it really wasn't.
So there is a place in New Orleans. Is it pronounced Arnauds?
Nolens, yeah. Or New Orleans.
No, Arnauds.
I have no idea.
They have a strawberry Arnauds, which is a dessert. What do you think this goes for?
I don't even know. $25,000.
You. Like that pitiful. Give me that again.
No, we got it. We're out of time, my man. We're done.
$3.95 million.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Why not? What difference does it make?
Move $3.95 million.
Why don't you take the best point and move
could
it?
Could we get two spoons?
All right, Neil, tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 5 o'clock.